In today's episode, we'll be talking about po-po-po and lo-lo-lo and dee-dee-dee, or if you prefer, day-day-day. It's Kirby's Dream Land for the Game Boy. Welcome to Game Boy Land. This is episode 2, and we're going to be talking about Kirby's Dream Land, and I am your host, Sam. We'll start off today with our Game Boy mail and messages.
Game Boy Mail!
Our first Game Boy mail comes from Illegal Sandwiches.
Probably my biggest disappointment, which can be said for a lot of Game Boy games that Nintendo first put out, is the game's length. It seems that it was a bit short, otherwise it was enjoyable.
Thank you for my first podcast email, Illegal Sandwiches. Anyway, and next on to our next Game Boy mail is from Razor Beams.
The lack of copyability bugs me.
I totally agree with you on that, Razor. It is kind of a pain when you can see the enemy. You know, in the later games you can get those powers, but in this game you can't. So, all right. And next, our next Game Boy mail is from Flesh Eating Shrubbery.
I like your podcast. I think it's nice if people talk about the Game Boy.
Totally agree. I wish I had some more people around me that played Game Boy, had some friends that could play some Pokemon or something like that. I'm going through a run with, let's see, Pokemon Blue right now. I need to trade some Pokemon so I can evolve some of my guys, but. Anyway, next Game Boy mail is from 84M. Alright.
I like your podcast, man! I wish this post of yours was getting more attention, though. Other topics for the future might be Game Boy flashcards, Game Boy hacking projects, console history, top 10, 20, 50, of sorts, and even a call-in episode where you take pre-recorded Skype conversations and use them in this show. Anyway, thanks for your contribution to the wonderful world of Game Boy. I look forward to your future work on the podcast. Keep it up. Yeah, man.
Thank you guys for those awesome Game Boy mails. It helps me to want to do this. It's to know that people are listening to it's. I think that's the hardest thing is when you're doing these kind of things and just want to see if people are actually listening to it and stuff like that and enjoying it. And when you guys send any kind of Game Boy mail, just make sure that you guys send it. It could be anything, comments about a game or a question and stuff like that. And every episode, I think I've decided I'm going to reveal what the next game I'm going to review is so that you guys can play it and give a quick blurb to me or what some quick thought that you wanted. Just you gotta if you want me to use a special nickname for you, just put it in the message. And if you guys have any questions or anything, I don't know how, I don't really know that much about the stuff, but I could probably look it up. So, I'm trying to think of is anything else, but yeah, just keep emailing me, and you guys can get me at reach me at GameBoyLand, let's see, GameBoyLand@yahoo.com. Yeah, and thanks for the Game Boy mail. Alright, this is going to be a brief history. There is a lot of different things, but let's just get into it. Alright, today we'll be talking about Kirby's Dream Land. In Japan, it's known as Hoshi no Kabi, and it's like Kirby's Star or something like that. let's see, it was released in 1992 from HAL Laboratory. Was re-released for the 3DS Virtual Console in 2011. what this is known for, like, you can look anywhere and I'll talk about how this was made for beginners, this game, and just like taking the very basics and making it so that like It is kind of platforming, but it's super easy. It's not like Mario where there's like these little platforms that they're trying to make it so you die on those unless you have some skill. I mean, they're making it so that it's you have to be careful, but you're not going to die because, you know, you have this little ledge or something like that. I mean, I'm not sure if there are a whole lot of games where you actually can fly, and it's not like a special, like, limited time thing or something like that. You can just, you just fly off the bat, you know? It's just your basic mode of movement and stuff. So, let's see, the other things that are notable about this game. Well, originally, of course, everybody always points out that Kirby was supposed to be a placeholder. I mean, there was supposed to be some other character there to, to fill in his design. I mean, it's just somebody that they put in there, but after a while, or eventually they just decided just to keep him. The original name of Kirby was going to be Popopo. And then they ended up changing it to Kirby. And I heard something about, I might be wrong. I didn't even take time to check it up. I think I heard something about them making him Kirby because of like some kind of dispute with I should have looked up this thing before, but basically like there was a character, and I think it was Kirby, where there was some lawsuit or something like that, and then the lawyer that helped out Nintendo, his first name was Kirby or something. That might be wrong. But let's see, some other things real quick about him. Well, actually, on the Kirby's box and the American box, or at least the international, I'm not sure it's international or American, but on the American one, Kirby's actually white. He's not pink like you would think he would be, but that was all just kind of a mix-up, and it wasn't... he never was actually white. It's just when they saw the Game Boy, they're like, oh, look, he's white on the thing. All right, somebody, can you draw him? Well, what color is he? He's white. You look at the Game Boy, he's white. But that, I mean, it was a really easy thing that they just kind of just mixed up. But another thing with the colors is I heard that one of the people at Nintendo wanted to basically they were trying to decide between pink and yellow, and then eventually they just decided with pink. Anything else? Yes. Okay. Yeah. I guess the most notable thing, which we already talked about earlier in the mail, was the no copying ability. And that ability doesn't come out till the second game, or at least the NES version. So, and then also he has that power in the Kirby's Dream Land 2. So, that's the thing that everybody always points out every time. It's something that Kirby is known for, and he does every game. He sucks in the people, and then he gets their powers. But in this first game, it's just they didn't think of it at the time. They even have the same powers in the first game as the other games. You just can't get them. Although they do have some powers that you do get, but it's only like a one-time use thing, or something like, you know, just like a one-time kind of thing. Anything else? Yeah, just it's a really basic game. You can get through it really quickly. A lot of people say that's like I said before. A lot of people find it's too short, and they don't like the powers. But overall, I think it's a pretty solid game. It does lack that ability, but it still is a legitimately good game, I think, and definitely worth a play. So, all right, we're gonna move on to the commercial. The Kirby's Dream Land commercial that was on TV. Here is the audio of it. Enjoy!
Recently, we compared two superheroes, Dashing Super Guy and Kirby from Nintendo. In some ways, Kirby lost big. No big hair, no big muscles, no weapons, nothing. All Kirby's got is appetite. Kirby's Dream Land, the thrilling new adventure game on Game Boy. Kirby munches, spits back, and floats, saving glorious Dreamland. He's Kirby, and he packs a mean bite. Kirby's Dreamland only on Game Boy. Game Boy sold separately.
That commercial is funny. It's for me, it seems like they're overplaying Kirby's ability to eat. I mean, to me, there was no point in that, like, yes, he can eat, but when you actually, instead of spitting, that's when you spit them out, that's actually more of the power, because when you eat the enemies, first, you don't get their ability, which is, of course, they decided that later on, but second, like, there's no meaning. You don't even get points for eating them. If they get in your mouth, I think you get some points, maybe. But then when you eat them, you definitely don't get any points, which is kind of pointless. They should have given you a lot of points for eating each one. That way you would want to actually use that power. So, anyway, let's go on to the, I wanted to go through the book where I almost forgot to read the story. So the story of Kirby's Dreamland, it says Kirby to the rescue on a tiny star somewhere far, far away from the Earth. There is a very special place known as Dreamland. The Dreamlanders are very happy people who use their magical sparkling star to play and work among the heavens. That is until one dark day when the gluttonous King Dedede, or if you prefer DDD, and his rotten band of thieves swoop down from neighboring Mount Dedede for a midnight snack in Dreamland. Not only did they steal all their food, but they stole the Dreamlanders' treasured sparkling stars as well. Because the Dreamlanders didn't have the sparkling stars to gather food anymore, they began to get very hungry. Suddenly, a spry little boy named Kirby happened along and said, "Don't worry, I'll get your food and your sparkling stars back." With these words, Kirby set off on his quest toward the dreaded Mount DDD, or DDD. All right, we wish him luck. All right, that's the end of the story. And it's kind of, it actually sounds a lot like the Mario story and stuff. I mean, it's, of course, it's going to be basic, but, and they also have him talk in here, which he doesn't really talk in the games. So, the other thing, let's see, with the manual. They're getting started. All right, so the actions of Kirby: walking, inhaling and exhaling enemies, using munched up enemies for firepower. Let's see. Well, it says that inhaling, exhaling, even if you swallow two enemies, they can only be used once for an attack. Yeah, they don't have the, I forgot that they don't have the super star where if you suck in multiple enemies, it'll make a bigger star, so that was kind of a negative. I do remember that. And it says using munched up enemies for firepower. If you press the B button when my cheeks are full, I'll puff out whatever I had in my mouth. If it hits another enemy, I can give those meanies a taste of their own medicine. Yeah, and then also the destructive blocks. Action 3 is the flying, so he can fly up, and then also he can hit enemies with air pellets. Let's see, anything else? Oh, also the diving attack. That's in a lot of the games. I know it's in the Nintendo one, the NES version, where if you fly up high enough and then you land on, like, your character looks like he's gonna fall. I don't know, like he looks like he tripped or something when he's falling from the sky. Then that's his dive attack, and he won't get hurt even if he touches an enemy. So yeah, they even had that power at that point. So, and the arsenal, Kirby's arsenal. He has candy. When you grab lollipops, he turns into basically like a Star Mario. The bomb, it's like you can throw it. You can just, it's like a star. You can, but like a super star where you suck in the two enemies and then you blow it at them. And wait. I think this one just explodes. Yeah. So, next is the microphone. This is exactly like the microphone in when the power in the NES version, except for you only get one, I believe. So, and then spicy food. I believe that's curry. If you look at it, it's Japanese, and the Japanese love curry, so it's got to be curry and it's spicy. Let's see, you can attack enemy with fire pellets, so it's kind of like a fire breath kind of thing. And then also mint leaf, if you grab a big mint leaf, oh, that's where you can, it's like you just rapid fire shooting air pellets out your mouth, and then you get that one. And then the other thing that's in his arsenal is a bag of magic food and pep food, which is, they just help you gain your life back a little bit, and then a 1-up, and then the Warp Star, which is going to, within a level, going to the next area, and then the Sparkling Star is what you get after being a boss. So, yeah, that's the basics for that. Gameplay, I guess the only other thing that I wanted to talk about with the gameplay is people are saying that it is too easy and stuff like that, but it is if you're really focused on it and you're just doing Kirby and stuff like that. I was actually on the train and I was kind of like listening to some podcasts, and if you're not paying attention, it does get a little bit hard. And let's see, what else is there? Maybe I would say for the gameplay, the ending of Kirby is really, I thought, was really good and stuff like that. I liked the ending. It was well worth it. And they do give you, I won't say this, it's not a big special surprise, but it is a good surprise at the end. And you also get to see King Dedede, or I'll just say Dedede from now on. You get to see King Dedede like funny animation at the end with some secret. I mean, you can find it anyway, but you should play through the game just to see the ending. And then you do have to turn, once you beat the game and they give you the secret at the end, you do need to turn off the game in order to continue, which I do find a little, they should have had it so you can press something just to continue rather than have to turn off on them, but that's a little thing, I guess. So that's the basics then. So, alright. I guess next I'll be going on the closing. I don't know, this is pretty short, but alright. Solid game. A lot of people will say that it's missing its power, so it's not very fun. But if you just don't worry about that, it is a really solid game. It is a little bit of, you know, you always see the characters, that's that power, or that's that power, and you can't get it, and it's kind of annoying. But you have to just not worry about that. Just look at the gameplay itself. It's a very solid game. It is good that they did eventually go with the him changing, but as a game overall, it has amazing, like, the controls are good, has good level design, the bosses are good and interesting, the music is amazing. I love that boss theme with King Dedede. It's really an amazing game. It's short, yes, but it's a game that you can just say, if you have a few minutes, just play through it. And it's not a few minutes, a little bit longer than that, but you can get through it very easily, and it's worth it. Like, at the end, I like the end. The ending is really good. Let's see. Maybe for some other things, I would change with it. If he is listening to that commercial, he can eat stuff, yes, but give him a ton of points. I mean, that didn't make any sense that he doesn't get anything for eating them. He gets get the guy in the mouth, you get points. Spit the guy out, you hit somebody, you get points. But if you eat him, you don't get any points. That doesn't make any sense. Get something like that. Maybe you could go for a top score and it saves it on the game, the score, and you know, that way people would have an incentive to get the actually eat everybody and stuff. Let's see. The secrets I didn't really get into because, like, they're supposed to be. It says at the very end of the manual, you should find all the secret areas and stuff like that. But I think I might have found one. I don't know where they are. I didn't really take the time for that. But maybe that would be an interesting thing if you want to look into those things. What else? Okay, that's the other thing I completely forgot to talk about is this other Kirby's. In this game, there's other Kirbys, but so you'll be walking around, and towards the end of the game, you'll see an actual Kirby walking around. Now, they could have done something a little bit more interesting with it, because what happens is when you touch that Kirby, he basically, like, blows, like, say if a door was blocked because there's a spiky dude in the way, if you touch the other Kirby, then it'll explode whatever barrier is in the way, which is fine, stuff like that, but it'd be kind of cool. And because there's no real animation to it, it'd be kind of cool if they did the thing where, if you remember from the NES version, and maybe later versions, where he gets the exploding power, where he just flies around the screen. So imagine that you get the extra Kirby, like that is there, you actually touch him, and then he flies to the middle and then, like, does that power where he's like, and then explodes and flies all over the screen and destroys everything. That's basically what he does, but there's no animation, and just, they should have added that, maybe. But other than those things, I don't know. It is a good game, and just give it a chance. Don't worry about the power. It really doesn't have to be there. Kirby is interesting even without it. Let's see. Last comments. I would say the other thing I do like about Kirby is some of the music. I found some of the overclock remix mixes and stuff like that. I will play at the end of this episode a version of Super Smash Brothers. Super Smash Brothers. Let's see if I can pull the title. Super Smash Brothers: The Life and Death of Kirby OC Remix. So if you do want to look up this, I'm only gonna play a little bit of it, or a decent part, because it really is my favorite Kirby song remix I've ever heard. But another one that is kind of funny that if you do want to listen to, I was debating whether I should play it during the episode, but I just, I'll take, if you want to look it up, it's good. I would say, it's called the Kirby's Dreamland, or Dreamland Music Game Boy Mount DDD Theme Song Extended. I think that's part of you can download it from OC Remix, as like a Kirby like theme pack. So, but yeah, just look up some of the OC Overclock Remix stuff. It has some amazing examples of Kirby music, and I think after the music, I will tell you guys the game. I'll think about it during the music. So, let's see. Anything else? Give me an email. I mean, I really love to hear the comments that you guys have. It could be about any kind of game or something like that, but definitely try to leave a comment about whatever game I say I'm going to do, so I'll decide that after the music thing. So, but definitely thank you for listening to this podcast, and make sure you guys give me an email. Thanks. We'll be right back. I'm going to do Wario's, let's say, Super Mario Land 3 Wario Land for my next episode, but I also need to know what do you guys think about another game that I was thinking about doing is Wario Blast, and I'm pretty sure that's the same exact game as Bomberman Game Boy, just without Wario. It's kind of an arcadey game, it's just Bomberman. But I'm wondering, I'm not sure if that's going to be interesting. I might try that in the future. So, but anyway, the main thing is I'm going to be doing, I guess I decided on Super Mario Land 3 Wario Land. So if you would like, just please leave a comment or a question or just something about that on, you can find it on Reddit. If you go on Reddit, on the subreddit, the Game Boy subreddit, or you go to my Twitter. I haven't been posting so often. I gotta get going, like trying to do more, like more posting more frequently. But give me contacts, like or some emails or something like that, because it really does help to get me to want to do this thing. It does take quite a while to make these, but seeing the emails and the messages really encourages me to do this. And getting the messages that I got this with the first episode, please give me any comments. It could be critiques, any bad things you thought, any things you think would be better if I improved with this or anything like that. But anyway, I guess thank you for listening. This has been Game Boy, and I'm Sam, your host. And hopefully I will be out with another episode sooner next time. But anyway, thanks for listening. Please send out some game at the Game Boy mail. So, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Listening to Game Boy Land.